Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
Hey there, welcome to episode 253 of the Membership Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one half of the Membership Guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Hope you are doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And I hope you are ready for another dose of proven practical advice on growing your membership business. Today, we're talking about seven things that you should consider doing before you release your next piece of membership content. Now, most of you listening who are running membership sites, those memberships likely include some sort of premium content that is locked away behind a paywall. It could be courses, workshops, live webinars, downloadables, recipes, worksheets, what have you. Typically, online memberships are selling access to content and it's locked away inside your membership. But having that content locked away is a bit of a double-edged sword. Obviously, it gives us something to sell. It adds to the value proposition of our membership. But you're doing a lot of your stuff away from the public eye. So you could be regularly releasing the most incredible content in the world. But when it's behind closed doors, the only people who know about it are your paying members. The general public aren't seeing any of this activity. They're not seeing this stream of exciting new content coming out on a regular basis. So you're not getting as much bang for your buck as you could be, or as you would be if this content was going out on your blog or your podcast or what have you. So today I'm going to share you seven tactics that basically enable you to have the best of both worlds. You get all of the upsides that would normally come from releasing great content publicly, while also still being able to preserve your best stuff just for your paying members. So before you hit publish on that next piece of membership content, try implementing these seven tactics. First, treat your new membership content like a product launch. Product launches are exciting. There's an undeniable buzz, excitement, and curiosity that comes anytime you bring something new to market. But with a membership site, you're only going to do that once, when you first open the doors to your membership. Now, you might be using an open-closed launch cycle strategy where you have your doors closed year-round, and maybe you open up two or three times for a limited window of time. When you're doing that, you're having kind of mini launches there. So in that way, you are able to recapture the energy and the hype that comes with a product launch. But for the vast majority of memberships who are open all of the time, that launch, that big launch event, that buzz, only happens once. But you can recapture some of that hype, some of that excitement by treating your releases for new content as mini launches. So decide the release date for your new content well in advance and then build that anticipation. Start talking about it early. Start getting people excited. Promote that new content weeks or months before it's added. Make a huge amount of noise leading up to the release. And of course, within the week that it goes out, then you want to ramp that up to 11 to let people know what's going into your membership and what's going on and what awesome stuff you've just put in. You might even run special webinars, a Facebook Live Q&A, maybe contests and giveaways to coincide with that release. So you're kind of turning it into an event, focusing a dedicated promotion around releasing individual pieces of content is a great way of helping your marketing to stay fresh, because you get to focus your attention, your message, and your marketing activity around something specific rather than just constantly pushing the same product in the same way as you always do. So, tip number one, treat your membership content like a product launch. Don't just add something into your membership and then shoot an email out to your members saying, hey guys, there's a new course for you. Really get serious about planning the build-up to that new content being added to get people excited. Talk about it publicly. Treat it as though you were releasing a brand new course that you were going to charge people money for, because technically you are. The only difference is it's part of your membership fee as opposed to a standalone product. So treat that new content release like a product launch. Obviously, the scale of how much you build your promotion around it is going to be relative to how big that piece of content is. So maybe you're not going to organize a 4-week-long social media campaign around adding a single-page checklist. But for your bigger stuff, your courses, your live seminars and stuff like that, then putting a little bit of effort to promoting it in advance can go a long way. Tip number two is to actually show people your planning and your production process. People love a glimpse behind the scenes. And thanks to the likes of Facebook Live, Snapchat, Instagram stories, it's now easier and more compelling than ever to pull back the curtain on your business. So as you're creating your membership content, snap a little photograph of your notepad where you're actually plotting out what your course will actually contain. Or if you use a whiteboard and you're doing some initial brainstorming for that next course, that next tutorial or other content, take a picture. You can share this on social. Do a time-lapse recording of you rehearsing your slides or designing your workbooks. Maybe take little clips of outtakes when you're recording video or audio. If you mess up, you accidentally curse, you say something funny, grab that. These are all fantastic little snippets, little glimpses behind the scenes that you can actually share in the build-up to releasing a new piece of content. You could even reach out to your wider audience and get feedback from them about the sort of topics and the sort of things that you're going to be covering in your content. Or maybe do a poll to get them involved in choosing the title for your new course or the artwork to go on a slide. Doing this sort of thing on a consistent basis is a great slow build way of raising anticipation amongst your existing members for the new stuff you're creating, because you're teasing them as well. You're teasing them with this great stuff that's going to be coming in a few weeks or a couple of months, which is keeping them on the hook, which lets them know that there's something worth waiting for. But at the same time, you're creating awareness with your non-members about what you're actually offering inside your membership too. So use social media to show people your planning and your production process. These days, that sort of glimpse behind the curtain is the sort of thing people love. People eat this stuff up. So find opportunities when you're planning and when you're actually creating your content to grab those kind of assets and share them on social media. Third tip, update any links or any calls to action that you have throughout your existing public content. So you might have a bunch of blog posts or a bunch of podcasts or videos that are on a similar topic or a similar theme to the new course or the new piece of content that you're about to put into your membership. Now, what so many people do is once they publish that membership content, they forget about it. They move on to the next thing. However, you should be taking the time to make a conscious effort to continuously review and update other content, older content, blog posts, even your membership content or anything else that's out there in the wild as you publish new stuff. So with every piece of membership content you add to your site, go back through the archives for your blog, your video channel or what have you, and look for opportunities to link to this new content, adding in a call to action to join your membership. So you might have 5 or 6 blog posts about how to build a table, but perhaps when you first published them, you didn't have a course in your membership that actually showed people how to build a table from start to finish. It's a no-brainer to go back to those blog posts and add in a fresh call to action, a graphic, a button that takes people to your membership sales page, and within that call to action, specifically reference this course on that very specific topic that is relevant to that blog post. Don't just set it and forget it. Don't forget about the power that can be within the archives of your free content. So make sure you're going back through that older stuff, you're updating links, and you're adding in calls to action to this new shiny piece of membership content you've just released. The next tip is to repurpose a small sample of your new membership content and put it out there for free. So if you're adding a new course to your membership that consists of 20 lessons, it's not going to diminish the value of that course if you take one or two of those lessons and then give them away as free content. So you could publish those videos on YouTube. Maybe you strip out the audio and use it as your podcast. We do that sometimes here with the Membership Guys podcast. And anytime we do, we point out This is actually from a course, and if you want more, you can join Membership Academy and get full access. Maybe you take the audio, you transcribe it, and then there's a blog post if you do a little tweaking, a little tinkering on the formatting. Repurposing your membership content in that way is a very, very effective strategy, and it's the perfect way to position your membership as the organic next step from someone who is reading or consuming your free content, because it literally is the next step. Because within your course, presumably you've designed it so that lesson one leads into lesson two, lesson two leads into lesson three, and so on. So if you take out lesson two and you use the audio as a podcast episode, you've already got that organic lead in to continue on this learning path, continue with the course, and that makes for a much more relevant, much more organic, much more natural call to action that you then include within your free content. And if you coordinate the release of your new membership content to go out at the same time as the sample goes out on your blog or other channels, then again, that feeds into turning it more into an event, more into a promotion, where everything that you're putting out is actually syndicated around your new content release. So two or three episodes ago now on the Membership Guys podcast, we did a whole episode around how to use content marketing to sell your membership. Now, that episode was scheduled and coordinated to be released at the same time as a new course in the academy that was all about marketing your membership, the membership marketing flywheel. Content marketing is a big part of that membership marketing flywheel framework, and so the timing of that episode was not coincidental. So the actual content of the episode wasn't repurposed, but this is just to hammer home the point of coordinating on-topic free content to coincide with the release of courses, workshops, or whatever that are on that same subject within your membership. So, next tip is to schedule in evergreen social messages. So, every new item of content that you add to your membership should be promoted across social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and so on. But typically what people will do is they'll have an initial flurry of social media promotion about this brand new course, this brand new piece of content, and then that's it. Once that week or so that a new piece of content has been released is over, they move on to the next thing. Your social media activity and promotion should not stop there. Not only should you do that initial social media promo for that new piece of membership content, you want to make sure you're revisiting it and periodically shining a light on that content again and again and again in the coming months and years. So for that, you want to create evergreen social messages that you can pre-schedule so that it automatically goes out once or twice over the space of a year. So you're getting that periodic revisiting of promoting that particular piece of content. The easiest way to do this is with a tool like CoSchedule or Meet Edgar. These tools enable you to add pre-written social media posts into a library of sorts, and then automatically have that tool pick something out of that library several times a day or several times a week to be posted on your social channels. So creating social media marketing messages and putting them into a tool like CoSchedule or Meet Edgar so that they become evergreen, so they automatically get re-promoted every few months or a couple of times a year, ensures that your membership content doesn't just get forgotten, that you don't just move on to the next thing and never shine a light on it again. So schedule in that evergreen social media promotion. Next tip, make sure you email your members and your non-members about your new content. Again, the running theme in this episode is that not only do you need to make a lot of noise with every new content release inside your membership to make sure your paying members know there's something new for them, but that you also should be putting as much effort into letting non-members know about new stuff as you do to notifying your existing ones. But very few membership owners actually do this. The messages they send out to their non-members are typically all, join my membership, join my membership, join my membership, right? They're trying to sell the whole. And then their messages to their existing members will be more granular. It'll be more, well, this week we've added this course. Next week we're doing this workshop. But you can definitely benefit from emailing non-members about the specific pieces of new content you're adding in too. Different aspects of your membership will appeal to different people. You can't assume everyone on your mailing list actually knows what your membership consists of. Most people promote their membership in broad strokes, trying to find different ways to summarize the features and benefits of the whole offering. But zeroing in on specific content increases the chance that you'll strike a chord with different people on your list based on their individual needs or interest. You never know what's going to tip the balance and persuade someone to join. So ensure that as well as sending out an email to your existing members to let them know what's new, you're also sending out a separate email to your general list, your non-members, promoting your latest content. And the final tip is more of just a general philosophy or a general mindset that I want to encourage you to take when it comes to finding creative ways of getting as much mileage out of your new membership content releases as possible. You know, much of what we've covered so far just involves thinking a little smarter or putting a little more effort into getting the absolute most out of any new content you add to your membership. But you can think way bigger. Perhaps you could partner up with the guest expert that you've just brought in for your latest webinar and run a joint promotion to their audience. Maybe you could use Facebook retargeting to show ads for your newest course to people who previously read articles on your blog about that topic that the course now addresses. So again, we mentioned the table making example. You could have 5 blogs on your website that people have been reading for months and months and months. But up until now, you haven't had anything in your membership about that. Now that you do, use Facebook ads, use retargeting to show ads to those people who've been reading that free content over the past 5 or 6 months. Maybe you could make your brand new course or your new workshop free. Make it free for 48 hours as a bit of a twist on the idea of a traditional trial or a freemium model. So for that initial launch window of 48 hours, everyone can get access to this course for free. But once that window closes, you have to join the membership to get it. That model is something that creativelive.com actually use. All their new content, their new workshops or courses, they're available for free for a very, very small window of time. But when that window closes, it then goes into the membership and you need to pay to access it. The possibilities are endless when you get creative. The important thing is that you think bigger and more creatively about ways to make as much noise and get as much bang for your buck from any new content that is added to your membership, rather than doing what 99% of membership owners do: hitting the publish button and then moving on to the next thing on the list. I do hope today's episode has given you some food for thought. Even if you try just one or two of these things, just to get a little more mileage out of this fantastic content you're adding into your membership. Because the truth is, so much of what we all do as membership owners is done in the dark. It's done behind closed doors. And obviously that's just part and parcel of running a membership where you are producing premium content. But that doesn't mean you have to be the world's best kept secret. There are so many ways that you can leverage the occasion, the event of adding an amazing new course or an amazing new workshop. You can leverage that into marketing and promotional opportunities that can go out to the wider world to potentially bring in new members. So hopefully some of what we've covered has struck a chord with you. Hopefully there's a few ideas you can already see yourself utilizing. I'd love to hear from you if you try any of these things out and you get great results from them. Let me know on social. If you're on Twitter, we are at Membership Guys. If you're on Instagram, it's at Membership Guy. Singular, that's just me. There's no Callie on the Instagram. She is on there, she's just not on that account. Or you can let us know inside our free Facebook group. Search for Membership Mastermind on Facebook. You should find us there. Or you can just type talkmemberships.com. That's talkmemberships.com into your browser. That'll redirect you to our group. We've got over 15,000 membership owners in there. I would love to hear from you in that group if any of these ideas are working for you. So do come along and let me know. That is it from me for this week. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. If you have enjoyed it, make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're not already subscribed to the show, because I'll be back again next week with another brand new episode of the Membership Guys podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. The Membership Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks, and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice, the Membership Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership website. Check it out at membershipacademy.com.